Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents. I'm so glad you're with us. And we've been on this kick lately about talking about sales, entrepreneurship, and success. And guess what? Well, I felt like that's what we'll do again today. I guess it's because I've been dealing with a lot of agents here in the last month, pivoting toward more life and Medicare, because Medicare Advantage and supplements, the open enrollment's going to be coming up soon. So doing a lot of product training, a lot of sales training there, as well as bringing on agents and teaching them about the new health laws and things of that nature, because it is pretty convoluted and there's ways to sell it off the market and on the market. And so to be successful in our business nowadays, you sort of have to know both. So in dealing with a lot of agents, I sort of hear and I feel their frustration because their world has changed. Just like the real estate, if you're a realtor out there, you know your world has changed in the last several years because of the economy. And I guess that's true with every industry, no matter what you're in, no matter if you are a lawyer, contractor, builder, pastor, whatever business that you're in, you've probably recognized because of the economy and the changes that's gone on politically in our world and in our nation, things are different. And there's two ways to look at that. You can see it as an opportunity, or you can just see it as problems that will never get better. And I'm going to side on the side of opportunity, because I read that the most millionaires this country has ever created was during the Great Depression. And why? And that's because people saw opportunity for need out there and capitalized on it. And I want to be in that number that will do the same in this environment. Notice that there's problems going on and posture and position ourselves to be the answer, the solution, or a conduit of it to the masses, so that I can share in the wealth that comes along with being a problem solver. And so the podcast we did a few days ago, actually, is when we recorded it. We talked about the key to success. And the key was focus. You know, as an entrepreneur, you can really get distracted a lot because all the opportunities that you'll see out in the marketplace and what's going on. A true entrepreneur, a true businessman or woman, a true person that has got that innate ability given by their creator to view things, to view problems, not as problems, but as opportunities. Well, you're inundated today with all the opportunity that can come your way. And if you're not careful, you'll lose your focus. And so I want to just expound on that theme today. And I want to talk about five keys to creating a successful environment, because I believe success is born out of and created out of an environment that is a culture that will allow it to be. And have you ever noticed that some places just always seem to be successful? You know, I'm a child of North Carolina. You know, I'm born in Atlanta, Georgia, and moved to North Carolina. And as a Carolinian, if you will, college basketball is huge. And why is that? Well, there's two teams that I can bring up, Chapel Hill or the Tar Heels, and then the Duke Blue Devils. And I'm a Tar Heel, and so I hate the Blue Devils is what that means. And they would tell you the same. They hate the Tar Heels. But what that means is, for us as people that love college basketball from North Carolina, there's one thing that we're used to, and that's winning. You know, there are going to be seasons where we have an off season where we didn't do as well as one season or the other. But on the average, on balance, you can look back over the last 30 years, 40 years of either program, and all you're going to see is success. So that tells me there is an environment there that creates success. And it has a lot to do with leadership there. Of course, Mike Krzyzewski is an awesome coach. Dean Smith and Roy Williams have been great coaches. But if you think about it, certain companies, churches, even areas of the country, if you start thinking about it, you can start to see that success is produced or failure can be habitual in either area. So that tells me that the environment that is cultivated there, the culture that is created, has a lot to do with what you're going to habitually experience. As I've traveled to visit and speak at different areas of the country and different companies and organizations, it has become very apparent that culture or the environment within the organization is profoundly responsible for the success that is experienced. So I want to give you five keys to creating a successful environment, because I believe if your environment is successful, then success can be born out of that. And the number one key is decide, what are you going to be, a thermostat or a thermometer? Yeah, I heard Zig Ziglar say that years ago, and the metaphor or the illustration he's using is simply this. You have the ability to control your environment. You know, and that is a huge concept for a lot of people. Not to get too thick in the weeds with psychology and all that, but the day you decide that you're not going to be a victim anymore, but you're going to take control of your life, is the day you will start succeeding in whatever area of life you're talking about, whether it be business, personal, spiritual, it doesn't matter. The day you decide that I'm no longer going to just give a reading of what the environment looks like, because that's all a thermometer does. It just says, hey, it's 98 degrees here. But I'm actually going to be a thermostat. I am going to take control of the environment. And I'm going to say, as far as my purview, as far as my circle of influence, and as the good book says, as far as me and my house, if you will, this is the way it's going to be. The day you decide you have that kind of control is the day you're going to start seeing changes made, and you're going to see an environment that can start to produce success.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans, and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Something else that you want to do to create an environment that is going to be successful for you, your company, your clients, and everyone you come in contact with is you want to take control and you want to manage expectations. You are not great at everything, neither am I, nor are you bad at everything. See, a healthy self-awareness can go a long way in helping you build upon your strengths and really shore up your weaknesses. The same is true for an organization too. Some companies are great in one area and weak in others. Knowing this and embracing this will make an environment a much healthier one and lead to a culture that produces great success. There are three places expectations must be managed. Number one, your own expectations. What you expect from yourself, your company, and your clients must be managed. Too many times, undue frustration is experienced simply because unwarranted expectations are placed on someone or something. So manage your own expectations. That doesn't mean you become judgmental, but it means you become aware of where people are at, where companies are at, where organizations are at. And by understanding their strengths and their weaknesses, you're not going to be putting expectations on them or yourself that will never be met. That doesn't make excuses for someone, nor yourself. It simply says this: I am going to understand where things are at and I'm going to navigate accordingly. In other words, if you're on a ball team and you've got a 4'5" guy that's a little overweight, you're not going to put him in the center, because as soon as you throw the ball to him in the center, it's going to be rejected every time. Why? Because there's no reason you should expect him to succeed in that area. The same is true in life and in business and everything. So manage your own expectations, what you expect of yourself, what you expect of your company and your clients and others. And then you will create a positive environment and an environment that can start to see and realize greater success. The second place you want to manage expectations is on your company's expectations. If you manage a business, a company, an organization, what your company expects of its employees and clients will go a long way in what kind of environment it will have, and thus the experience the client and employees will have. If you have high expectations for your company but have employees that have no passion and have no really high expectation at all, then higher expectations, higher production will never occur and will suffer. So it's the old adage, one bad apple can ruin the whole bunch. You have to really always keep people on the same page within an organization that this is the vision of the company. This is where we're headed. This is what we want to be. And make sure everyone is always on the same page, and that's being reinforced, because then with that being reinforced, they will know themselves. If they're not measuring up to that, they're in the wrong place. Number three in areas to be managed as far as when it comes to expectations is managing your clients' expectations. This is key to having a successful business. Let's face it, in a world of Walmart, microwave, cell phones, and on-demand everything, clients are conditioned to have what they want now. The key to creating a successful customer experience is understanding this and addressing this immediately in the sales process. You know, I manage agents all over the country, and one of the things we do for them is we sell them this software that allows them to harvest their own leads, call on those leads, and coach them on various ways that they can create those leads into clients. But it's a very technical process. It's a software. It's computer-based. And sometimes I have just discovered this week that I didn't clearly communicate and manage someone's expectations on what they can expect when it comes to dealing with software. And as such, the person got frustrated and left our agency. Now, I hated it. I hate to see anyone go, because that's the exception, not the norm. But it's my own fault. Yeah, I explained that it's a software and it's technical and this and all, but I didn't do a good enough job of really putting the expectation in proper context. And as such, I believe I hurt my agency, and I believe I even hurt that agent, because now they've gone to another agency that's really not going to be able to do for them and offer them the same things that we offer. But that's water under the bridge. I learned from it. The third thing you can do, the third key to creating a successful environment, is don't think positive, but be positive. I'm all for positive thinking, don't get me wrong. But the problem with many people who subscribe to this philosophy is denial. Any mindset that asks you to ignore reality, not to address a problem, and only concentrate on the potential, the possibility, and the positive is a setup for failure. I've never seen a person, business, or organization succeed that didn't recognize first its challenges. Now, that's not to say you stay in the shadows and the mully grubs, but rather you acknowledge them in order to contextualize them with plans to achieve and overcome. Making a positive impact on yourself, your business, and your client is not a matter of thinking, but a matter of doing. And number four, in creating a successful environment, is own your brand. This means no matter what business I'm in, no matter what company I represent, I am the product, the good, and the service. If a company's conduct does not reflect my values, then guess what? They don't have my endorsement. My website, my marketing, my business is reflective of my brand, because after all, it's my name on the line. Number five, know the circle you're in. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there are three circles of influence you should always frequent. To be a success, to create an environment for success, and to have lasting success, you should spend time each day in all three of these circles. First circle is someone you're bringing up. That's the new person in your agency, your business, your company, your mentoring. In other words, you're bringing someone along, you're teaching them, you're pouring into them everything you know, so you can basically copy yourself, replicate yourself. Number two, you need to be around people that you are with. They're on the same level as you. They know what you know thus far. You're not helping them, you're not bringing them along, and you're not trying to go to where they're at, but you can bounce things off of. And number three and last, you need to be around people you're reaching for. They've gone further than you, and you want to be there next. Be with those three circles each day, and you're going to create an environment for success. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.